Lancer Radio Network.
Lancer Radio Network.
Lancer Radio Network, streaming live at lancerradionetwork.org. And now you could get the app and take Lancer Radio Network with you on the go.
Hello, and welcome to the Crane Wave Show. Today, I'm very excited because we are doing the show that actually inspired me to get into this show. It is about a composer that none of you have heard of, but that all of us have spent a big portion of our lifetime listening to. And that is composer Hoyt Curtin. Hoyt Curtin was prominently a composer in the 1960s. He had a jazz background. He started off as a commercial composer and then moved on to do a few television shows that you might have heard of, including this classic here on Lancer Radio Network.
From the town of Bedrock, they're a place right out of history. Let's ride with the family down the street, through the courtesy of Fritz and Pete. When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba-dabba-doo time, a dabba-doo time, we'll have a gay old time.
That's right. Hoyt Curtin was the composer of the Flintstones. It was in the early or late 1950s that he met Hanna and Barbera, two producers who were getting into the cartoon scene, and he began writing all of their stuff for the next 10 years. Originally, the Flintstones was called the Flagstones. However, for copyright reasons, that was changed. And then it was sort of designed as to be a spoof for the Honeymooners. What you might not know is that the Flintstones actually originally aired in prime time. And it was the first 30-minute continuous story cartoon that was ever aired. Before that time, like Tom and Jerry or Disney cartoons, it was a series of short stories put together. But the Flintstones had a 30-minute story each time. And the first two seasons were sponsored by Winston Cigarettes. Definitely going back to an older time, as you actually saw footage of Fred sitting in his living room smoking a cigarette in black and white. In fact, the first 2 years of the series, there was a different intro than most of us know of, and so this is the original introduction of the Flintstones. Originally, the Flintstones was an evening primetime show that was actually geared more towards adults. Again, as I said, it was a spoof of the Honeymooners, and Fred and Barney had their adventures and their disagreements with their wives and such. And it was in the third season, though, that they wanted to change things up a little. Originally, when the show was starting, there was going to be a Fred Jr., but it was decided to just leave them as just married couple. But then in season three, they decided to have Wilma become pregnant, and that's when Pebbles came into the picture. And then, of course, the Rubbles had to have their son, Bam Bam. And with the introduction of Pebbles and Bam Bam, things got a little bit more cartoony and a little bit more geared towards some of the kids' programming that a lot of us grew up with on Saturday mornings or in syndication. As the Flintstones, up until The Simpsons came online, was the longest-running continuous cartoon airing show. The next thing we're going to hear, though, that Hoyt Curtin did is another classic that has been on the air again towards from the end of the 60s in different incarnations to even today. This is a character that is almost just as popular today as it was when he premiered in 1969. And I am talking about this rascal.
Dooby dooby doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby dooby doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. Come on, Scooby doo, I see you. Pretending you got a sliver. You're not fooling me, 'cause I can see the way you shake and shiver. You know we got a mystery to solve. Scooby dooby, be ready for your act. Don't hold back. And Scooby-Doo, if you come through, you're gonna have yourself a Scooby snack. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, here are you. You're ready and you're willing. If we can count on you, Scooby-Doo, I know we'll catch that villain.
And we're back on Crane Waves on LancerRadioNetwork.org. And that was Scooby-Doo. Now, here's some interesting background. Originally, or where the name Scooby-Doo came from, according to producers, it was actually based on the writers enjoying a Frank Sinatra's ending of Strangers in the Night, when he actually croons, Dooby-Dooby-Doo. And he enjoyed that phrasing and thought of the name Scooby-Doo, which is better than the original name, which was the design was called the Mysteries Five, and it featured five teenagers, Jeff, Mike, Kelly, Linda, and Linda's brother, WW, and their bongo-playing dog, Too Much. That's right, the dog's name was originally Too Much. And it wasn't a Great Dane at first. It was going to be a sheepdog, big, furry sheepdog. But that original design was rejected by the studios, and they wanted something a little different. And so they changed the grouping, took it down to four, and then gave the names Fred, Velma, Daphne, and Shaggy, whose full name is Norville Shaggy Rogers. And then, of course, the dog, Scooby-Doo, who was a Great Dane, and they decided, do they want to make him comical, cowardly, or have him search for things? And they decided, what's funnier than a big, cowardly Great Dane? And that's how we got Scooby-Doo, who has been on the air and is currently getting ready for another big screen iteration. All right. So another character that Hoyt Curtin provided music for debuted in 1958 as a supporting character in the Huckleberry Hound show. And so this character started as a supporting character and then became more popular than the original show that he was on. And so he was the first breakout animated star. And this is Yogi Bear on LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Yogi Bear is smarter than the average bear. Yogi Bear is always in the ranger's hair. At a picnic table you will find him there, stopping down more goodies than the average bear. He will sleep till noon, but before it's dark, he'll have every picnic basket that's in jelly or hard. Yogi has it better than a millionaire. That's because he's smarter than the average bear.
So Hoyt Curtin didn't just do Hanna-Barbera animations. He also worked on a few others, including this one from 1967. And this is the first cartoon iteration of the Fantastic Four. The Fantastic Four, created by Jack Kirby and Stan Lee in 1962, was an incredibly popular comic book back then. And their first iteration, filled with the classic 60s jazz music and such. And here is the opening theme for the 1967 version of the Fantastic Four. Is what happens when you cue the wrong song on live radio. Spoiler alert, he also wrote the music to Josie and the Pussycats, which now I'm going to talk about since we just heard. Again, hearing his great jazz influence, Josie and the Pussycats, which was designed after the Archie, it sprang from Archie Comics, was designed after that style. It was an all-girl pop band that toured the world having adventures, capers, and solving mysteries with Josie, Melody, and Valerie, who was also the first regularly appearing female African-American character on a Saturday morning cartoon. In another interesting bit, something that also mirrored a popular show at the time, The Monkees, which was another show based on a band. So this was a big thing at that time, having shows based on musical groups. Each episode had a scene where Josie and the Pussycats were running from some villain or some bad guy in a chase scene, and each episode had its own song that played over that chase scene, very much like the Monkees did. All right, but now let's go back a little bit to what I was saying before and listen to the Fantastic Four intro from 1967, and I'm pretty sure this is the right one. Here we go, on LancerRadioNetwork.org. Except it wasn't. Just one second. My apologies. This is the Fantastic Four.
Ah!
And we're going to take a little break on Crane Waves on Lancer Radio Network while I double-check my song list. And please listen to these messages.
Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live 24/7 at LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Tap the app.
Hey, guys, did you know that Lancer Radio Network has a phone app?
They do? That's awesome.
And yes, it's for both the Android and the iPhone.
Where's my phone? I'm going to download it right now.
Me too. And now I can take Lancer Radio Network everywhere I go.
I know, right? And it'll be so much easier to listen to all those student shows.
And don't you dare forget about PCC Sports.
The Lancer Radio phone app is here now, and it's lit.
Get your Lancer Radio phone app today at the Play Store for both the Android and iPhone. And take Lancer Radio Network with you wherever you go.
Tap the app.
Veterans, did you know that PCC offers services just for you through the Veterans Resource Center? Their mission is to assist military and veteran students in making a successful transition from military to academic life. The Veterans Resource Center is open Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's located at W108, or you can contact them at 626-585-7226.
PCC is a great education at an affordable price. The professors are knowledgeable, the students are friendly, and the campus is beautiful. I'm glad I chose Pasadena City College.
Has it been a while since you've been to the dentist? The PCC Dental Hygiene Clinic is an educational clinic that provides affordable dental treatment and services to PCC students and the public. All procedures are performed by our first and second year dental hygiene students, supervised by dental hygienists and dentists. We provide teeth cleaning, with or without fluoride, bite wing x-rays, full mouth x-rays, sealants, and nitrous oxide oxygen sedation. Teeth cleaning is only $10 for students, and full mouth x-rays are only $20. No insurance is required. Call 626-585-7241 to schedule your appointment. The clinic is located on the PCC campus in the R Building, room 511. Our hours vary by semester, so consult our website to see when we're open and for more information. Just search for the Dental Hygiene Clinic on the PCC website, pasadena.edu. And our phone number again is 626-585-7241.
And we're back with Crane Waves on the LancerRadioNetwork.org. And our salute to Hoyt Curtin. Now, a lot of this music, like when we grow up, we just kind of listen. It's the opening to songs, to the cartoons that we love. And we'll hum the music, we'll appreciate it. But it's later in life sometimes going back and hearing it that we realize just how good it is. So this next piece is another one of his most famous compositions. But man, does it have the jazz riffs, the orchestrations. It's just a rockin' tune. And actually, when this cartoon was remade for the 80s, became a hit again on the radio. So this is one of Curtin's most popular tunes ever. And I'm sure you're going to recognize it.
Meet George Jetson.
Jetson, brought to you by The Jetsons, brought to you by Scotch Brand Magic Mending Tape. Looks frosty on the roll and invisible on the job. Scotch Brand Magic Mending Tape in the green plaid dispenser.
And that was the intro and the outro to the Jetsons. So I also included some of the sponsor music that was in the center that used to air back in the 60s. But so the outro is the music over the end credits, and that's the one that has that famous "Jane, get me off this crazy thing," which has been parodied in many, many other shows. But I love the trumpet riffs on that song, and you can really feel a lot of his jazz influence. The Jetsons were a futuristic bookend to the Flintstones. So the Flintstones was a family way back in history, though they somehow had all the modern conveniences that we have, just made out of stone. But the Jetsons lived in the future, in Orbit City. And so the idea of how the future would be then, for example, the work week is only 1 hour a day, 2 days a week. That is a rough, rough life. But about how technology would make life simpler, and yet George is always getting in trouble with technology and those machines that just doesn't always work. The next piece that we're going to hear, though, is another one of his jazziest, catchiest tunes that began the Hanna-Barbera Adventure Hour they're going to talk about in a little bit. This is Johnny Quest on Crane Waves on the LancerRadioNetwork.org. How many of you were tapping your toes or snapping your fingers to that one? It's infectious. Johnny Quest also marked a change. It was a more realistic art style than the other Hanna-Barbera cartoons. And as I said, it started off their action-adventure block, which included Space Ghost and the Herculoids and Birdman and the Galaxy Trio, which ironically on Cartoon Network have most of them have been parodied, but the original was a real action adventure. And Johnny Quest also, since it was syndicated, at some point in time was on all three major networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, all got the syndication rights at some point within a 20-year period. All right, next we're going to hear some of his underscore music. So Hoyt Curtin didn't just write the themes to these cartoons. He also wrote the music that you hear during the cartoons. And so this is a collection of music that you will hear as the action's going on or dialogue. And so this is a little bit of things from a wide group of Hanna-Barbera cartoons, and you might recognize some of it. But what you'll really do is recognize maybe which ones are in a chase scene or which ones when mischief is happening. And this is a set of underscore music by Hoyt Curtin. ¶¶ Back with more of the music of Hoyt Curtin on Crane Waves on LancerRadioNetwork.org, Pasadena Campus Sounds.
Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds. Streaming live 24/7. 24/7.
Join me, Son Edom, for PCC Profiles right here on Lancer Radio Network on Mondays and Wednesdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific Time. PCC Profiles is a chance to get to know your PCC faculty up close and in person. That's PCC Profiles with me, Son Edom, on Mondays and Wednesdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on LancerRadioNetwork.org. And do tell a friend.
Hey, Lancers, in need for a quick pick-me-up or a bite to eat? Stop by the Java Hut. Open Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Fridays, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., you can find this cozy, on-the-go coffee hub on campus in between the e-building and the library. Their menu items include coffee, smoothies, salads, pastries, sandwiches, pasta, and more. Make sure to try their Java special for the ultimate energy booster. You won't be disappointed.
Do you have an essay to write, but you just don't know how to get started? Well, you're in luck. Stop by PCC's Writing Center. Our writing consultants are trained tutors who can help you with the writing process, from constructing effective thesis statements to reviewing your grammar. The Writing Center is open to students in all majors. Come by and get the help you need with book reports, annotated bibliographies, and research papers. Need a computer? No problem. Check on the school webpage for our open lab hours, where students can come in and use the Writing Center computers. We are located in Building C, Room 345. That's Building C, Room 345. Our hours are Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 8:35 p.m., and Fridays, 7 a.m. to 4:50 p.m. Now, you can even schedule face-to-face tutoring appointments online by logging into pasadena.mywconline.com. That's pasadena.mywconline.com. So come on by to PCC's Writing Center. We're here to help.
What's up? It's Jay Robles from Lancer Radio. Want to know why I like Pasadena City College? I like PCC because everyone is super friendly and kind, and the campus itself has great vibes. PCC is where you want to be next semester. We are always welcoming new Lancers.
And we are back to Crane Waves on LancerRadioNetwork.org and the music of Hoyt Curtin. Now we're going to get into some of the real epic work that he has done. And these are, again, some of my favorite pieces and definitely some that I grew up watching over and over and over again. The first is the opening theme that he wrote for Battle of the Planets. Now, if you don't know what that was, Battle of the Planets was a show that was originally from Japan. And it was called Gatchaman, and it was very, very popular in Japan and then was licensed for airing over in America. And there's many, many shows that originally were Japanese shows that were then licensed and dubbed and edited for American consumption. One of the biggest that I know growing up is Robotech, and believe me, I will be having a Robotech show later. But Battle of the Planets was from Gatchaman, which had a different feel. And in the American version, they had to make some changes, and they wanted to make it a little more kid-friendly. So they introduced the character of Seven Zark Seven and just reused a whole lot of animation to stretch that character out and the concept of Center Neptune and such. So it varied pretty greatly from the original, but one of the things that is unique to the Battle of the Planets version, and right now you could go and you could rent or buy the original Gatchaman versions and other sets with the original dialogues, the original dubbing, original stories, but the Battle of the Planets version is the only one that has Hoyt Curtin's theme, which to me is just one of the most epic openings of all time, and I'm including Star Wars and Star Trek and those wonderful themes in that. So here we go on LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Planets. G-Force. Five incredible young people with superpowers. And watching over them from Center Neptune, Seven Zark Seven. watching, warning against surprise attack by alien galaxies from beyond space. Fearless young orphans protecting Earth's entire galaxy. Always five, acting as one. Dedicated, inseparable, invincible.
Now, I also have the orchestrated version of that without the voiceover, but it's just too epic with that voice. Just so you know, if you want to hear more of that music, the soundtrack to Battle of the Planets is currently available on Amazon Music. So if you're Amazon Prime member or subscribe to Amazon Music Unlimited, you can find it there because that's where I did, and it's fantastic. Again, he wrote all of the music in the episodes for that, not just the opening. So the next show that we're going to listen to is a similar vein. In fact, the opening sounds similar. And, you know, composers sometimes are used to cooking the same dish. But this is the show that I grew up with and that I know a lot of you have too. But it also solidified a lot of our view of what a superhero was in the 70s and the 80s, and especially how we viewed these superheroes. And this is the theme to the Super Friends.
In the great hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes, created from the cosmic legends of the universe. Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, Aquaman, and those three junior super friends, Wendy, Marvin, and Wonder Dog. Their mission, to fight injustice, to right that which is wrong, and to serve all mankind.
Now, the Super Friends was definitely a show that had a different iteration every year. And they would just come up with different versions, some of them with Wendy and Marvin and Wonder Dog, and other ones without. And they would grow the roster from the original four, and it would just change each year. And so in syndication, they'd all get jumbled up together. But here's another example. So this is the opening to the challenge of the Super Friends. So where he took the same theme, but then with a different voiceover and a different style, because this is the one that introduced us to the Legion of Doom on LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Banded together from remote galaxies are 13 of the most sinister villains of all time, the Legion of Doom, dedicated to a single objective, the conquest of the universe. Only one group dares to challenge this intergalactic threat, the Super Friends. The Justice League of America versus the Legion of Doom. This is the Challenge of the Super Friends.
And we're going to continue with that challenge theme with this one, which is another Japanese import that was brought in to compete with the Transformers. This is the Challenge of the GoBots. The GoBots was a series that was licensed by Tonka from Bandai Japan that was originally called Machine Robo. And it was in the original Japanese version, they had pilots, but in the American version, they were changed into sentient robots in order to more directly compete with the Transformers. All right. Now we're going to change speeds just a little bit because Hoyt Curtin also wrote some other pieces for things that were not Hanna-Barbera based. This one is a theme based on a Belgian comic that was originally called, and I'm going to try to pronounce this as best I can, Les Schtroumpfs, that started as a toy line. And then the daughter of the president of NBC at that time had one of these toys and brought it on a trip. And the president said, hey, this is a great character. This would be great for our Saturday morning lineup. And that is where we got the Smurfs on LancerRadioNetwork.org.
La, 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 sing a happy song.
Me. Simple as can be.
Next time you're feeling blue, just let a smile begin. Happy things will come to you.
Then smurf yourself a grin.
Ooh, I hate smurfs. I'll get you. I'll get all of you if it's the last thing I ever do.
This next one, I'm fully admitting I'm putting this in just because I grew up watching this show and I enjoyed it and I remember this music from my childhood. This is the opening theme to the Pac-Man cartoon.
Pac-Man.
That's me.
Pac-Man.
I must have those power pellets! Go find me the power pellet forest!
And we are going to... Oh. I forgot about the little bit that they do before the show starts. But we're going to end our show with one last piece that Hoyt Curtin wrote that was not for a cartoon. This was for a evening show that, and all I remember is this theme song, which I do remember. One of my older brothers and sisters, probably sisters, must have watched Love American Style. Sorry, that one didn't work. Just a second. Here we go with Love American Style.
Love, love, love. Love American Style. Truer than the red, white, and blue. Love American Style. That's me and you. And on a star-spangled night, my love.
My love, come to me.
Rest your head on my shoulder. While by the dawn's early light, my love, I will defend your right to
And that's going to be it for the Crane Wave show today. Woo, that was a lot of songs, a lot of juggling on the old soundtrack, so apologies for those mistakes. But thank you again for listening, and thank you, Hoyt Curtin, for giving us all that amazing music. So remember, when you're watching a show and you really like that theme song, try to look in the credits and find out who wrote it. This is Clark Crane on Crane Waves, LanserRadioNetwork.org, Pasadena Campus Sounds. Thank you.